With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The Monterey County Public Health Laboratory is testing for COVID-19 7 days a week, and they are finding positive cases in the county. KAZU's Michelle Loxton got a tour of the facility and found out about the challenges the state-run lab is facing.
Sarah Riddick, Carla Sanaya, and Ronnie Lunsford have had very few days off in the last month. They are the three public health microbiologists doing all the COVID-19 testing for Monterey County. And they are the only ones who can do this job.
I am concerned that if one of my staff becomes ill, I have nobody to replace that person with.
That's Dr. Donna Ferguson. She oversees the microbiologists and is the director of the county's public health laboratory. She's anxious about staff burnout, which she says we're starting to see after several weeks of testing across the country.
I may have to rely on a neighboring public health lab to assist with testing. Some of the local public health labs are doing that now.
Ferguson could step in if one of her staff is unable to test, but she hasn't done testing in years and she would have to demonstrate competency, a federal requirement. Plus, she has a lab to run. And staffing isn't the only challenge she's managing right now. She's also working to make sure they have all the chemicals, instruments, and supplies needed to do the COVID-19 test.
What happened initially was that labs were getting partial orders fulfilled, and other items were being quickly ordered by commercial laboratories that were developing their own version of the test kits, and that caused a further backlog.
Ferguson took me on a tour of the lab, which works mainly to identify agents that cause infectious disease. They work on tuberculosis, hepatitis, and measles outbreaks. Outbreaks you don't always hear about on the news, Ferguson says.
This is our main laboratory where we receive specimens for COVID testing. Our laboratory is a combined environmental and clinical lab. So in addition to testing for things like COVID, we also test water for the public here in Monterey County.
The lab is filled with computer terminals, refrigerators storing vials, and machines that can extract a virus from a nasal or oral swab. Ferguson then takes me to see the biosafety level 3 rooms. They are the only ones in Monterey County, and that's where the COVID-19 testing is happening.
Give you a peek through our special isolation rooms.
We peer through the glass door where the microbiologists in white lab coats are working hard.
These rooms have negative pressure, so that means that when I open this door, the contamination stays in the room.
Monterey County Public Health Laboratory has been testing for COVID-19 since March 6. Before that, they were sending specimens to the CDC and other labs. So far, they've tested at least 158 specimens, and they plan to continue testing in the coming days. But they are facing potentially a shortage of chemicals they need to carry out the tests. If they run out, they'll have to stop testing altogether. Ferguson says from the time they receive a specimen, they can complete a COVID-19 test in about 3 to 4 hours.
However, patients may not get the results in 3 to 4 hours just because we have to go through a system of reporting.
An outbreak like COVID-19 puts into focus the importance of public health laboratories. But Ferguson is fearful that once the outbreak has been brought under control, society will once again develop what she calls global amnesia.
Every time we have an incident like this, whether it was SARS or MERS, there's this support for public health labs for about a year or two, and then they forget about it, and then the funding is reduced.
She says in the 1970s, there were about 40 local public health labs in California. Since then, 10 have closed, including one in Santa Cruz County. Without a lab, the county is now sending their specimens to Santa Clara County. Monterey County has been doing testing for San Benito County. Despite the challenges she is facing, Ferguson is optimistic about COVID-19 testing.
The good news is that the commercial labs, the big ones across the country, Quest and LabCorp, now have two different methods than the CDC method that they're able to offer.
Ferguson says these labs can perform thousands of tests per day. That takes a little pressure off her lab because it means she can continue to focus on testing the most susceptible populations, the elderly, first responders, and the homeless. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.